Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, hello. It's a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Makes Ike laugh every time I say it's
every
a Wednesday.
Every time you do it.
Yeah. Welcome in. Going to be a big show. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good there, brother Spike. Listen, last night, regardless of how it ended, fact of the matter is, a win is a win. And we move on. Jackie Baseball, chin up. Chin up. Chin up. How is your boy?
Do you think this is a perfect year for Jalen?
Prove it year. Guess what it is?
Somebody took that literally yesterday.
Yeah.
Thanks to the WIP Twitter account. Yeah. You know, appreciate that.
Yeah. Always, you know, helping people help people.
Yeah. Thanks, Lou. I know you're listening. Thanks, Lou. Big show as always today. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings return at 4:30. Broads joins us at 3:30 for a truly 50-second Flyers in 50.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Tox got fired. Yeah, that we call him?
There, it's done. Do we even need to bring him on now? We did all the news. And Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock. Talk about the Phils.
So L.A.
So, you know, Ike did mention the win last night. And it seems like everybody's a little bit mad about the win last night, if I'm taking the temperature of everyone.
And celebrating the win?
Well, I was celebrating the win. I was happy. I mean, I was ready to melt down when it looked like they were going to lose, but they did win. And I've been thinking about that game last night, and I think how you look at that game determines what you think about the Phillies right now. If you take away the bad from that game, and there was some, right? Then you don't think they're any good. You truly just don't think they're any good. We're just going through the motions this season. It's over. Don't worry about it. If you take away the good from that game, then you think they're good and still have a chance this year. Last night's game is sort of like a test of how you look at it, is if you think the Phillies are any good. So if you think they're bad, you see the errors from Trey and the errors from Rojas and Kirkering blowing up again, and the team got lucky, right? They're lucky they were playing a team worse than they were. And if you think they're good, like, I think they're good. I look and I see Trey Turner had 4 hits. Rojas, it actually looks like a real hitter this year. Hits a home run before Bohm even does.
There it is.
Zach Wheeler dominates last night. Alvarado gets the bases loaded, strikes out the side, gets out of that, and they find a way. They put on some runs at the end of the game, which they haven't done all year. You know, a game that is 3-2 going into the 8th inning was always going to end in a 4-3 loss. They tack on a couple of runs in there at the end of the game. So, end of the day, I look at that game last night, and I think that is a good win because I think they are a good team that found a way. 215-592-9494. Coming away from that game, do you think that is a bad team that got lucky or a good team that found a way?
I tell you, man, listen, you continue to amaze me when it comes to the Phillies in this season.
Yes.
And your view on these guys, even when they don't look their best. I commend you for that. I'm being serious. I think, listen, there is something there you hope in the team that they can sort of eventually pull through and they can be more consistent and start playing the baseball that you hope that they would play prior to the season. I just don't see it, Spike. I just don't see it. I'm not going to throw the towel in on the season. It's not even Memorial Day yet, so I'm not throwing the towel in on the season. But I just don't feel good about the team. And last night, really, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's what you're feeling coming out of that game probably is the predominant feeling that you have with the overall view of the team. And that's kind of where I'm at. It went from, man, Zach looks great out there tonight, right? Back-to-back starts where he's looking like the Zach Wheeler that we saw as a Cy Young runner-up last year.
Really made one mistake the whole night.
Yeah.
That was it. Yep.
And that can happen. I'll never hold that against the pitcher. Trey Turner.
Because you're a Nola fan, that's why.
Huh?
You're a Nola fan, that's
why. You can't
hold
it.
Exactly. You can't hold that against the pitcher. Well, I understand that, you know, listen, you got to battle through some of these things, and you can have a bad inning or what have you. You just can't have a disastrous inning, and Zach never has that.
No.
Unlike Nola.
Rarely.
And I'm
a
Nola guy, but I know that happens at times. Although he's pretty good his last time out.
Finally
got some run support. Yeah. He really didn't get run support.
No, but not while he was in
neither
there.
Neither here nor there. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yes.
We go back to last night. Trey hit the ball well last night.
Again.
And that's probably the only good thing. Like, Rojas hitting the ball, I'm not taking anything out of Rojas hitting the ball. I am not. He hit a home run, great. It's good he had a couple hits.
He's hitting 300.
It's awesome. Awesome. It's a weak 300. You can't tell me that you feel confident when Rojas gets up to the plate.
Well, I'm starting to get there.
Even the
sacrifice fly. Now, look, if we're being honest about it, it was a sacrifice fly that Bohm should have. It was dead to rights at home plate, but he still lifted the ball in the air. That's what he needed to do. I don't know. We're what, 25, 28 games into the season? He's still hitting well. He doesn't look clueless up there like he looked last year.
Did he hit 300 last year?
No, I hit 300 in 2023.
Was that 2 years ago? Yeah.
Now, that was the fakest 300 I've ever seen.
I'm just saying, I've seen him.
This is more real than that, at least.
Listen, I don't want to get stuck on Rojas.
I don't want to get stuck on Rojas. But he's the same thing.
It's the reason why he's batting ninth, even though he's batting what he's batting.
Sure, yes.
So, I'm just saying, Trey is the only thing from an offensive standpoint.
Schwarber hits a home run.
I called that yesterday. Not surprised by that.
You did.
Called that home run from Schwarbs. Not worried about that. I'm happy that Trey Turner is starting to look like Trey Turner at the plate. Out in the field, still a lot of issues there. Still a lot of issues there out in the field. It's a team that just doesn't play fundamentally sound baseball enough. In fear of being insulting with the team, I don't know if they're a very smart baseball team in general. You know what I mean? It's not like we make the headiest plays out there, right? So I still feel that. And Spike, I don't know about you. I don't know about Jack, other people. I'm almost relieved when they win games now. I don't expect it. And there's a difference. Going into a game, expecting to win series, that feeling has been gone, or really hasn't. I don't think it's ever been here. For this season, I've been pleasantly surprised when they won series, when they won the series against the Dodgers. I didn't go in expecting that. And some of these other series, like I said, I'm more or less relieved when they win a series or win games than I am expecting them. So my bar for them is not as high. And last night, to me, was just more evidence of why my bar isn't high for him.
See, and I think that's exactly why last night is the test of whether you think they're good or not. Because if last night's game happened, let's say, 25 games into last season, we would have said they found a way again. They found a way again. They didn't play their best ball, but they found a way to win, right?
Yep.
Like last year, in the middle of that hot streak, we would have said there's just another game they found a way to win.
No doubt about it.
And that is how I saw that game. Now, I'm not going to say I wasn't frustrated when Trey threw the ball 8 feet left of home plate and Rojas misplayed balls to center field. I get it. But at the end, they still found a way to win the game. Even that bottom of the ninth, I don't think happens 2 weeks ago. I just think they are finding their way out of the malaise that they were in a few weeks ago. It doesn't look pretty, but I still see signs of them coming out of it. So I again, last night's game is a test. If you take away the bad, you don't think the team's any good. If you take away the good, you still think the team has a shot. 215-592-9494. Jack, what did you think coming out of that game?
Yeah, I thought it was a game that I don't think they should have lost, but I also think they didn't deserve to win. I mean, that's the best way that I can put it. Like, I didn't think they should have lost because I thought Wheeler was great. It didn't feel like a loss. I think sometimes you feel like a loss is coming. I certainly was caught by surprise. I was shocked that... I guess shock's probably the wrong word to use for Kirkering at this point. But I would say, if you're looking for where I'm at on the pendulum between you and Ike, I still lean more towards Ike. I think there's more...
You just don't think they're good.
I think there's more question marks than real solid stuff. Trey, yeah. It's also a lot of singles, which is fine. It's development. We take it.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
He gets to hit singles, but Bohm doesn't.
Oh, but when Ben Revere does it, run him out of town.
But can I tell you the other thing about Trey hitting singles? Is Trey is doing something this year that he wasn't able to do last year, and that is use his speed. His speed has been an asset this year. There's been a few times where he's beat out infield singles because he's going as hard as he can. Yep.
31 miles an hour is fastest in a long time the other day.
Yep. Last year
that led to a hamstring issue. I'm just saying.
Slow down, Trey.
Yeah, it did slow him down. Well, that's the difference between him hitting a single.
Last year he had a lot of infield hits before he got to he pulled his hamstring.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and they pulled his hamstring coming home, but yeah, it was a lot of that.
Well, I'm just saying the running on the base pass.
Right.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Well, hopefully he doesn't pull
him. I want him to run hard. I'm not saying you don't want him to hustle. I'm not saying that.
We were playing at the Mink when we figured out he was down for 6 weeks. Who could forget that, Spike?
Wait. Oh, you guys were.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Private clubs only.
All right. All right. Golf guy. All right, 215. So you think you just don't believe it?
Yeah, I care a lot, live and die with every pitch, but I don't feel this big onslaught of here comes the run. Like I think they have too many question marks for that. Starting staff will keep them in it because starting staff's dominant, but I think the offense is too inconsistent and the bullpen's I think worse than we thought. I mean, Kirkering not developing into what they need is hurting. Romano might be on his way back. Good sign. But, like, Strom, last night again in a big spot, let an inherited run come in. It's just there's more question marks than things that I fully believe.
Not to get into minutia, just a quick question on Kirkering. I think Kirkering thing's a confidence issue because
I can see that.
I wasn't blaming him for last night because last night felt like him going, oh no, here we go again. Because there were defensive errors that put him in a situation to give up that home run. Now, he had a hang of, was it a curveball, whatever he threw there.
It's a sweeper.
A sweeper, okay. He had a hang one there and let up that home run, but it felt
like... But how long are we going to take for him to deal with this confidence issue?
I don't know.
It could be a whole season thing for a young player who's dealing with failure for the first time in the big leagues.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right. We are using last night's game sort of as a test of whether you think the Phillies are good. Did you take away more bad from last night or more good? There were certainly both. I take away more good. Ike and Jack take away more bad. 215-592-9494. Colin in West Deptford. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are we doing today?
What's up, Colin?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, so I actually think Dave Dombrowski deprived the team of a championship, and it became very evident last night. I think the bullpen rears its ugly head night after night. I don't think the offense is good enough. And if you look around the league at the guys that we got rid of compared to last year, Carlos Estevez, he's dominating right now. Gregory Soto and Sir Anthony Dominguez are even also good pieces for the Orioles. And then you look at Jeff Hoffman, and they're celebrating that guy out in Toronto like he's the next coming of Pedro Martinez. I don't think that this team is primed to make a run. I don't think that this is a good team. We had a kind of like a prove-it offseason this past year, and if anything, we got worse. And I just kind of wanted to see what your guys' take on that was.
I don't think they got worse in the offseason. I really don't. I hear every criticism you made is all legitimate. I don't think they got worse. I think they're better in left field than they were last season. I think their starting staff is better this year than it was last year with the addition of Lizardo. I think the lineup's the same. Now the bullpen's worse, but I understand them not wanting to give 3 years to Jeff Hoffman, who failed two physicals. I know Estevez's numbers are good. He's certainly serviceable. I think he stinks. Like I think he's I don't think he is a top. I don't think he should be paid like a top reliever because I don't think it's what he is. The Sir Anthony and I think the letting go of Sir Anthony and Sir Anthony specifically and Soto will come back to bite him. And you know they're in a position where they're going to have to trade for a bullpen guy if they want this season to be anything at the deadline. They're going to have to trade for a bullpen guy. But I don't think they got worse. I hear everything that you're saying, but I don't think they're a worse team than they were last year. I think if anything, real quick, Colin, if anything, the first 2 months of last year probably deceived us into thinking that they're something that they might not be. I mean, they won 87 games in 22, right? Mm-hmm. 89 games or 90 games in 23. And then aside from the first 7 weeks of last season, they were a 500 team. So most of the examples of this Phillies team has been slightly above 500 and made a run in the playoffs. You know, so I think they're probably the same team that they've been the last few years.
Which isn't good.
It's a good team. It's just not as good as we want it to be.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. But like at the same time last year, we were steamrolling these bad teams. We weren't letting them get back into games. This keeps happening on a night-to-night basis.
Yep.
I don't think that this is the same ball club. We watched this team get mowed down by the Mets. What did we just see this past series over the weekend? We didn't stand a chance against those guys. They're a better baseball team up in New York, and we don't have – I think it's a worse offense. I think everybody is a year older, and you know, you say Trey's, you know, he's still the same speed guy. He's gotten thrown out how many more times on base? Like, yes, he can beat out those ground balls, but I don't think he has that same acceleration. I think at the end of the day, Dave Dombrowski, he deprived his team of a championship. And, you know, in a year where, you know, we kind of got embarrassed last year, we kind of just stayed put. If anything, we got worse. But I appreciate the time, fellas. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Colin. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. How can you not think this team is worse than it was last year? I don't know if numbers prove it or not. Hey, Bryce Harper is not the same player he was last year when he's on top of his game.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all we can do is judge.
But Castellanos is better than he was at this point last year.
Who is that?
Castellanos.
Yes, Casty is a little better than he was last year.
Schwarber at this point is as good, maybe a little better
Bohm
at this point.
Bohm is not.
Stott's better.
Stott's better. Trey was having the same.
He's off to a pretty hot start last year.
Yeah.
He was cooking last year.
330 before he heard this.
Yeah, he was cooking last year. We don't have Ranger pitching the way
but
he was.
We have Lizardo in that place, and Lizardo's been just as good as Ranger was last
year. Nola was great last year, first half of the season. For Nola.
I don't even remember.
I lock in on those. So he's not as good as he was last year. The bullpen isn't as good. We're not scoring as many runs. We're giving up more runs. I don't know if we're as good defensively as we were last year. One thing I do know is that the feeling that I have about this team is nowhere near the same that I had last year.
I would agree with you. At this point, they're not as good as they were at this point last year.
Right.
But taking last year as a whole, I don't know that they're a worse team than they were last year. As a whole, because that's taking the second half as well.
No, that's fine. But the problem with that is they weren't great in the second half. So even if I were to say this is the team they were in the second half, that's not good enough.
No, but maybe there's a run in this team in June, and maybe there's a run in this team in July when we do have Ranger coming.
I hope you're right. Yeah,
we do have Ranger coming back in a week or two.
They do have the trade deadline. They have Painter.
They do have Painter. They will add Painter at some point. Like, I don't
know. Auto Kemp, I know you guys are Kemped up.
You're Kemped up, I'll tell you that. I don't. Where are they going to play Kemp?
Maybe platoon in left field.
Okay. Who the hell is Kemp?
Auto Kemp.
He's this 25-year-old guy up at Lehigh Valley that has a 1,200 OPS, had 2 home runs last night.
He's cooking.
Come on, Ike.
Play him a third.
It's the deepest Iron Picks team I've ever seen. Ike. Yeah.
Play him a third. Play him a third base.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Well, I know. We're going to feed that take to Giglio. That feels like a Giglio. Yeah. By the way, have you seen Giglio's tweets recently?
No.
Everything is, they must. Everything is, have to. They're going to do that. Send Boehm down and bring up Auto Kemp. It's going to be a Giglio take in a week.
All right. Well,
call my shot.
It might not last that long. Yeah. I don't have to wait that long.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. We got to fill shows here. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies are good, and do you take the good away from last night, or do you think they're not good, and you take the bad away from last night? Jim in Bryn Mawr, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Hey, thanks, guys. I think the team is good, and there's no question they're good, I think.
There's no question they're good. What evidence you have to say they're good?
Well,
compared to whom?
I think I'm just looking at a player and position by position, comparatively speaking, with the division. They've got the most athletic team. They've got the best power. No one's going to stop
best Harper power.
And yeah.
Well, they don't have that.
Not this year.
I mean, we got two guys that got more than two home runs.
Over the course of the season, what do you see? They will have power. They will deliver. My big criticism right now is that it took them this long to finally play Rojas regularly. I mean, he is a Willie Mays in the making.
All right. Who?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm out.
Willie Mays Hayes?
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, that is who you meant, Willie Mays Hayes.
I meant Willie Mays.
No.
Based on his athleticism. Absolutely. And the play last night, that was a knuckleball, okay? Impossible. Nobody could have caught that ball.
Hold on, Jim. As the residential gridiron guy here, are you two going to let this go?
Well,
your head didn't explode when he said Rojas is Willie Mays out there in center field.
I think he's making his own point at this. I need somebody on my side. On Jim's with me.
I'm trying to question your baseball acumen.
I said he's Willie Mays Hayes. What more do you want from me? Well, I make jokes. I don't make takes. Everyone calm
Jack
down.
Jack thinks that Willie Mays takes. Catch is overrated.
It's
though.
Of course it's overrated. It's only because it's a big outfield.
I'm a student of Eddie Collins. And Eddie Collins Jr., who taught me to throw a knuckle curve that I took to Arizona State and played with Brett Butler, Hubie Brooks, and Mickey Hatcher.
Ah, Spike's favorite player is Brett Butler.
Yeah, I love Brett Butler.
This is a great team.
I'm out, man.
And Ike's out.
Yeah. I'm not gonna, listen, I don't know if you're trolling or not, but here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to allow you to make me blow a gasket the other day with Willie Mays, and this is a very good team.
About Johan Rojas.
How old is Johan Rojas?
24.
Okay.
He does the same numbers, Willie Mays.
How many years has he played as a major leaguer? This is his third season already.
Third season, yep.
And look at Willie Mays. How many seasons did it take him to hit his stride? Three seasons. All right, we're reaching that point where if they can just stick with Rojas, I would even lead him off. He's got speed. Yeah.
Great idea.
But he's got some things to learn on bunting. He's still not bunting properly.
Striking out a lot.
Has to be a family member.
And he's swinging hard. They're telling him to go ahead and swing as hard as you can.
He doesn't sound like a Rojas.
They're telling him to swing hard.
Yeah.
they don't want the ball on the ground.
I think he's a super talent, and a center fielder, he can anchor the center defense.
How do you say that after last night?
Showed the best, why he's the best catcher.
How do you say that after last night? How do you say after two instances where he should be calling off other corner fielders and they let the ball drop right in front of him?
Well, I agree. There's some inconsistency. There's some inexperience there. He's very young. But I still think he's got the best upside future. And then clearly Kepler is a huge addition. He's a great hitter.
Like Barry Bonds out there, yep.
Who'd you compare him to? Ted Williams? Splinter?
Trey Turner is my favorite player.
Awesome.
Yep.
I've been following him since day one. And I mean, he's just got to get his feet set. He gets sometimes a little jittery, and he sometimes, throws too quickly.
and makes a bad throw. But he's only got, I think, five errors now in the year.
Yeah,
he
should be,
that's it?
Well, at least we're only a month into the season.
Six weeks of the season.
Only five. All right, Jim, I'm going to let Jim go. The worst part is when I have the...
making a lot of good points.
I have the unpopular opinion, and that is who is... no offense.
Oh, my God.
He played with Brett Butler.
He did. Learned the knuckle curve. He did learn the knuckle curve. All right.
He said Willie Mays four times, man. And yeah. I'm like, you're not going to respond to that, Fritz. You know,
I couldn't move him off it either.
Jack, serious. And Jack says the Eagles callers don't always bring
exactly.
it. Yeah. That was something
yeah.
else.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we both usually agree on the Phillies callers.
Yes, yeah. we do.
I think the Eagles callers actually make the most sense.
You're right.
Which
you're
is
right.
Terrifying.
215-592-9494. What do you take more out of last night? Do you take the bad and you think the team isn't any good? Or do you take the good and you think the team is good and they're starting to figure it out? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Eagles make a contract move. They make a move to keep one of their young players. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.